If we did the things we are capable of doing, we would literally astound ourselves. Thomas Edison. How serious are you about achieving your goals? How serious are you about building your dream life? Success doesn't just happen. It's built by design. If you are truly serious about your goals, you must be all in mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. This is what we call doing life with power. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today, the podcast that provides you with strategies to help you become the power achiever you were meant to be. I am goal achievement strategist Pat Counsell. It's time to plan, build, get results, and do life with power. Hello, Power Achievers. Goal Achievement Strategist Pat Counsell here, and welcome to the Ever Improving Designing Your Life Today podcast. We have taken some time off to do some thinking and really to revamp different parts of our show. And so you can stay tuned for a lot of great things that we have on the horizon just for you. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals. We are all about doing life with power. So with our new and ever improving Designing Your Life Today, we want to talk about taking control for your success, not of your success. It's obvious you need to take control of your success. We want you to take control for your success so you can actually claim your success and have the success that was always intended for you. It was always intended for you to have. But before we get into that, I just want to share a couple of things with you. We're still working on some of our new segments for Designing Your Life Today, but I did not want to hold back on bringing you a new show any longer. So I decided to just go ahead and share about success today. And I want you to continue to listen to Designing Your Life Today because of all of the new ideas and new information that we're bringing to you. You know, we really want to help everyone recognize their potential to achieve, because you really can. And our goal is to give you strategies that will help you design that perfect blueprint for your life. We're not all the same. We live in a society where we are criticized if we think differently. We're criticized if we act differently. And we are criticized if we don't fall into a mold that some other human being has created for us. This is not going to help you to do life with power. This is not going to help you to achieve on your highest level. So we want you to design that blueprint that specifically for you. When you can do that, then you will be able to live an inspired, quality filled life, and you're going to be able to achieve all of your dreams. Sometimes this sounds like a fairy tale, something that couldn't possibly happen with everything that's going on in today's society. But you know what? It can still happen. And if we want things to get better in our society, regardless of where you live, it is important for you to have the courage to pursue your dreams. It is important for you to give it your all. It is important that you not be afraid of the concept of failure. Because when you can step out there and do that without that fear, and even if you have the fear, but you put one foot in front of the other and you go for it, you no longer have a victim's mentality. You are not playing weak anymore. You're not settling. You're not allowing anyone to bully you on the job or at home or anywhere in your life. And you give yourself permission at this point. You will give yourself permission to start receiving the best. You will not take less than that. You will not turn your life over to someone else, namely the politicians and all of the different strifes that they have going on amongst themselves and all of the games that they're playing with our lives as though They're the on top of everything, and they're in charge of everything, and we're the little peons that they make us dance at their will. This is not how life is supposed to be. And so I want to make sure that when I bring you these new segments, that we go deeper, that we share things that will really help you to dig deeper within yourself. We now live in a codependent society. And because of that, people are kind of on this road or this trail where the trail is a trail called a constant lack of results, where people don't believe that they can achieve, where they believe they have to settle, where they believe they have to be bullied, where they believe they have to stay in a job that they absolutely hate, where they believe that they cannot have an amazing relationship, loving relationships, where they believe that they have to disconnect from their immediate family so that they can thrive, where they believe that they can't, in a sense, have it all. Listen, you are not built by design to lose. You're built to win. You've been designed to win. You've been designed to thrive, not just survive. If you were designed to simply survive and settle and live in fear, then it would feel really, really good. And I've never met a person who's just surviving or who's afraid, that doesn't complain, that doesn't whine, that isn't just negative all the time. I've never met a person who's just surviving and living in that fear, that just walks around and says, life is great. I'm super happy. I'm super excited. Oh, and look at all the great results I'm getting. So we decided that it's time for you to take control for the sake of your success. You want to start living in the present moment so that you can claim your independence. Right now, in this moment, you have the opportunity to accept the best for your life. You have the opportunity not to settle. You have the opportunity to say what you think, to say what you feel, and not just go to social media and put all the negativity out there, or even the positivity for that matter. You can put it out there, of course, given the choice, the positivity on social media, awesome. But in other words, for you to say it and be able to say it to another human being and be able to stand on your convictions, the courage of your convictions, and not allow the media to sway anything that you think, your way of thinking. Not allow the media to step in, because understand this, the person who writes the story, the person who edits the stories that you hear on the news, the stories that you read about on the internet, understand this, those stories are not objective. They may try to be objective, but those stories are subjective. So what you're doing is you're actually bringing in someone else's opinion about your life, for your life. And that's not how it's intended. It was intended. You have a brain. You are super capable. You are super amazing. And it's up to you to do your thinking, your own thinking. Now, we're not talking about living this rebellious life to the point where you become, well, for lack of a better phrase, a hazard to society. We're talking about you living your best life. We're talking about you stepping out and being your most authentic self and being excited about who you are. We're talking about you living an inspired life. So on Designing Your Life today, what we want to make sure we do is we want to make sure that we bring you that information that will help you to step out there and to the point where you can start to see some progress in your life, because progress inspires confidence, and confidence inspires action. Action inspires one of the most important things, and that would be results. And once you can start to get some results, then the ability to get results, it creates an expanded mind. This creates independence. And independence, it gives you the hope and the confidence and the courage to go for your dreams, because now you have the faith to make your dreams a reality. So understand this, that when it comes to you doing life with power, it's time for you to step out. There's a reason why you are here on this earth. And it's not about whether you're here to be in the limelight and create something that we as human beings consider to be super special, more special than what someone else is doing. Because listen, every single person brings something amazing to the table. Everything in life is a matter of perspective. I've shared this on previous shows, and here's, I'm going to put things into perspective for you. If your house is on fire, you don't care if I'm a superstar singer. You don't care if I am the president of the United States. You don't care about that. Here's what you care about. You care if I'm a fireman and I brought my buddies and my fire truck to put the fire out, to save your house, to save something that you worked so hard to build, to save something that holds all of your, all of your most precious possessions. Because if there are loved ones in that house, you want them out safely. And you want to make sure that the pictures and everything that you've saved and you've kept over the years, you want to make sure that you have it at your disposal. You want to make sure that you can look and reminisce and be excited about something in life. The furniture that you took your time to pick, you want to make sure that it's not all scorched and burned. So life is a matter of perspective. So my point is, there's no one job, no one business better than the other. It is a matter of perspective. It is a matter of need. Now, here's my question to you. What do you have to offer society? Where's your place in society? What are those amazing goals that you said that you wanted to make happen? What are those goals that you set every single year that you don't achieve because you come up with one excuse after the other? Understand this. I've been there, done that. Okay. I have had many goals that did not come to fruition. Many goals I've set where I didn't get the results that I was after. But understand this. I've also had many goals where I've succeeded massively. And now I'm positioning myself to really excel beyond the point where I am today. I would like you to take that journey with me. This is one of the reasons why I want you to listen to Designing Your Life Today, because I want you to recognize your full potential, but not just recognize it. I want you to get that step-by-step, those amazing strategies that will help you to step out and have the courage to do life with power. I want you to be so inspired and enlightened and educated from listening to our show, educated in the area of goal achievement, to the point where you are 100% convinced that the goals that you set for your life, that you are so ready to make it happen and that it's a done deal. Your faith goes to an all-time high. You know, at the beginning, our introduction, we say that you have to be all in mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, because this is what doing life with power is all about. I want to encourage you not to turn your life over to the media, not to turn your life over to the reality shows, not to turn everything about you over to something that's been created by a human being. Doesn't mean we can't learn from each other, because actually that's kind of how we grow. That's kind of how we thrive. And that's how we learn to become sharper, become better, and to get to the next level. Iron sharpens iron. So it doesn't mean that you have to tune everything and everyone out, but what it does mean that at the end of the day, be sure that you stay grounded. Be sure that you are listening to you. Be sure that you're taking in the right kind of information that allows you to make decisions from a position of power and not from a position of fear or a position of feeling victimized or from a position of just weakness, because that's not who you are. That's not who you are. Listen, you can achieve your goals. I promise you that. But understand this. You must do what it takes. And it's not going to be easy for you. Okay, don't think you won't have challenges along the way. If you have been coasting for all of your life or for so many years, or you have had some what you consider to be massive failures, I call failure just a concept of life. It's not a real thing. Okay, it's a matter of perspective. If you are anything that's holding you back, then understand this. There's going to be a challenge for you to get back in the game and to get in the game to win the game. Well, that's what Designing Your Life Today is going to be all about. That's what we are all about. So I just want to keep it real for you guys and let you know that we're going to bring you some great strategies. We're going to bring you strategies that work, strategies that I've done that I'm to prove that they work, strategies that some of my good friends in business that they've done, and they've gotten massive success with theirs. So we're going to bring you some great strategies that some of my mentors that I've connected to, seen, and where I've connected to live, and some that I've connected to through books that they've used, and they are a living example of what it takes to win. So we're going to kind of put all that in a pot, mix it up, and bring you something amazing, something that is so powerful until you step up and step out and you are doing life with power. You're not second guessing who you are, where you want to go, what you want to be. Should I? Could I? The question is, why not? Okay. And how fast can I get in that game? That's what Designing Your Life Today is all about. The new and improved Designing Your Life Today. Listen, you can achieve your goals. We're going to give you those actionable items to help you achieve your goals, to help you crush your fear, and you will succeed if you hang out with us. Now, you may succeed whether you hang out with us or not, but what I'm saying is we are committed to bringing you the best of the best so that you can get to where it is you want to be. It's all about acceptance and acknowledgement and action. We're going to talk more about those things so that you can understand where I'm coming from and you can have a clearer picture of where you want to go and how to get there. You know, the future seems uncertain for so many. That's why we took that step back and we redesigned this podcast. So if you're serious about achieving, then you know what? We're going to do our part to help you make it happen. If you are not where you want to be, then you know what? Turning things around or turning things up, as I like to say, amping things up, they're done by understanding some of the concepts that we're going to be sharing with you. I mentioned acknowledgement, acceptance, and action, and there's so many others. And I promise you, you will not be overwhelmed because everything in life is step by step. And you know, people say that life is a journey, and it really is a journey. But you know what? Here's the thing. Life is a journey that leads to several different destinations. In other words, if your goal is to earn six figures, then that's your destination for now. Then your other goal becomes to become a millionaire. That's a new destination. But each one requires a journey. It requires that you put yourself on the right road so that you can get to where it is you want to be. This is what power is all about, the ability to get results. So I'm going to call you guys power achievers. I think you're okay with that because I've been calling you that. And so understand what's coming on Designing Your Life Today. So you're going to discover some different ways to use things like acknowledgement and action and acceptance. And you're going to learn ways to take the actions that will give you the results that you desire. So with that being said, as we wrap up for today, I have to ask you, are you ready to really go for it? Are you ready to astound yourself? Because you are an astounding human being. So are you ready? Now, if you say yes, and I'm thinking you're nodding yes, but you have to say it out loud, then say yes out loud. And then I want you to choose your amped up power goal, which we're going to call your APG. So when you can really have a clear picture of your APG, then you're going to really make some amazing things happen. So figure out what your amped up power goal is, and then stay tuned for more on Designing Your Life Today. Because listen, you guys, we're going to be even more so about doing life with power. No holding back, no kind of, you know, being super soft. We're going to always be super nice, but we're going to bring you the truth because I really want you guys to win. I know you see, you're already winners, but I want you to get the fruits of that energy, that idea, that I want you to see how amazing you really are. Here's the thing. Last thing as we wrap up for today, when you can see how amazing you really are, you know what happens? What happens is all of a sudden, you kind of stop listening to all of the silliness that's out there. You turn down the noise. You know, I respect the office of the president. As a veteran, I respect the presidency itself. I respect all of that. But here's the thing. People are people. They are who they choose to be at that point in time. They are the person that they've accepted that this is my new persona. This is who I am. And so the point that I'm getting to is that we can let people be who they want to be. They can say what they want to say. But one of the best ways to put a muzzle on a person who's saying the wrong things, and I'm not talking about a president, I'm just talking in general now. I've kind of switched a little bit. Is that we learn to do life with power. We learn to be our most authentic self. We learn to do our own thinking. And at that point, we don't have to respond. Sometimes you can just tune a person out. Do you know that if you tune a person out long enough, because people hate to be ignored, they eventually will shut up and go away. So what I'm saying is, it's not about Congress. It's not about anything to do with Washington. It's not about them going away. It's about them actually falling into their rightful place, the roles that it was originally intended for them to play. So it's about that. Okay. And it's not about allowing them, and it's about not allowing them to come into your life and upset your life and bring that strife into your life, and you feed off of it and you carry that strife through your family. And as a result, nobody's getting any real results. Nobody's living that powerful life because you're listening to people tell you that there are shortages in this world, shortages everywhere, and that you may not survive. Listen, take your mind to a whole nother level. Go to a higher level of consciousness. And we're going to talk about those things on Designing Your Life Today so that you can actually get there. It's time for you to realize every single goal that you set, every good goal, you're supposed to make it happen. So it's time that we get there. We make it happen and we do life with power. Hey, you guys have an amazing day, and we're going to be back with more on the new and improved Designing Your Life Today.